You do not think that the officer was rammed. You do not think that Renee Good did anything wrong.
I have seen nothing in any of the eyewitness videos, nor in any of the eyewitness reports from this tragic day that would suggest that she was in any way a threat to these officers. But again, this is why we need to have a fair and unbiased investigation, so we can gather all of the evidence and all of the information, and we can know exactly what's happening. And what I think is going on here is the administration does not want that to happen, and that looks to me like a cover-up.
And just legally, do you think the ICE officer certainly said he feared bodily harm? Is that possible in your eyes?
I mean, it's hard for me, looking at the evidence that I've seen, to imagine how he could feel bodily harm. I mean, the guy is holding a camera. He's holding his phone with one hand, taking video, while with the other hand, he is shooting this woman in the face three times. And he stumbles back, and then he swears at her as she careens off to her death. That does not look to me like an individual who was in fear of danger from his part.